Oh, is that the time? Oh, my gosh. You get given a little sheet of paper with the timings on, and you think, oh, my gosh, how do I keep to this? I need your help this morning. I need your imagination. And the first thing is a circle. This is the church. Okay? This is the people of God, the church. Okay, shall we do this quickly? This is the church. This is aerobics time. This is the church. Here we are. We're in it. Wonderful. This is the people of God. That's us. Some of you need to do a bit more of this. I can see a loosening up coming on here. Actually, I won't go into frozen shoulder or anything like that. I want to do something strange. This is the church. This is the church. Both the same words, but two different concepts. Have you noticed that? The people of God is a different concept to the building, which we call the church. So let's bring the two circles together, and they're all in one. We have the people of God within the building. Good, we're getting there now. Look, I can feel the loosening up. Now I'm going to make it more difficult. We're just going to stretch them slightly apart, but allow an overlap. And I believe, and I'm going to suggest, we are actually living in the overlap. We're living in the overlap. We are not the building. Have you got that? We are not the building, but we come to the building and call it church. We're the people of God who worship the creative heaven and earth. We are the church, the ecclesia, the flock, the nation, the assembly, the congregation, never a building in the Hebrew scriptures. There's only one temple. So we've got these two circles, and I think the context here I want to bring is that you've got a minister in waiting somewhere to come and lead the church. We're the church, and they're going to come and lead the church. And the context, I think, is COVID. And I think the conditions of the last 2 years have stretched and challenged the church across the table severely. And a lot of people in the church have left the building. They've left the building, but they're still the people of God. And I think there's a struggle going on. And you sent out a profile of your church. And this morning I want to do the reading from 1 Peter 2, which is the profile of the people of God, and we label that the church. Can you see how the problem it is? I'll read it. It's from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. As you come to him, which we've done this morning, lovely worship, Adam, thank you, coming to worship the Lord, to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus, his Son. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame." Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone and a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, Anna prayed this, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but have now received mercy. So, Lord, please come, make your word live as we come in Jesus' name. Amen. I have read the profile of the church. That is St. Peter's profile of the church. You are chosen. You are a holy priesthood. You are God's holy people. And you're God's treasured possession. That's our profile. That is what your new minister is asked to lead. But we have to get hold of who we are. In the Anglican Church, we call it pew fodder. You come and sit. You're told when to stand. You're told when to sit down. You're told when to wave your arms. You're told when to stop waving your arms. You're told to do this. You're told to do that. And we're trained like that. We have a mentality like that. We obey that. We are subservient to that. And I'm not saying it's wrong. I think the Lord is shaking his church because he wants his holy priesthood to stand and minister. As Peter said, what an identity. You are chosen. That means hand-picked. We English have got a very sort of low self-esteem, you know. This is our identity. So I'm going to race through this. It's hopeless to do it in a short space of time. But verse 9, I don't know whether verse 9 is up. There it is. A chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's treasured possession. That is you. That is you. That is you. That is your identity. That is who his church is. If we're not that, we haven't entered into who we are. We haven't embraced our identity. We've been people who go to church to make an extreme, if you see what I mean. But the Lord is shaking that. He's shaken the church. I mean, cathedrals across the country are down to 60% loss of people coming to them. That is shattering in economic terms alone. Does it matter? It does, because Jesus paid the price for us to be his priesthood. Now, I haven't got long, but it's challenging this. I think the church has got to rethink who we are. A lot of people will not come to church now, don't they? It doesn't mean to say they don't believe there's a God, but they don't come to church. We're in the wrong place, building-wise, to reach people who don't come to church. We are the church. We are in the community. We are a community within a community of Swanage to win the community. That is who we are. And we're clothed with robes of righteousness to be the priesthood, the holy priesthood of God out there. For where two or three are gathered together, there am I in the midst of them. And that's what COVID has taught Anna and I particularly, that we've seen freezing weather on our terrace with rugs and everything else, having two or three for coffee, one or two for coffee or whatever. And the fellowship we've had out there has been much deeper than we can have in church. It was like it was church. Well, the silly thing is, we've called this church, but we are the church. And we've got to make the shift from there to here. And until we recognize that we're chosen to be a royal priesthood, a holy nation, that means set apart for a specific calling, and God's treasured possession, we're going to be in the wrong place with the wrong, what I call a beatitude. We won't see. We have this calling upon ourselves simply because we've delegated somebody else to do it for us. That's very shorthand, okay? And I've got the engine of the car running, and I'll flee for my life having said it. But in a sense, when we pay people to do the work, we've abrogated our own responsibility to be the royal priesthood, whatever that calling might look like. Are you with me? No. Yes, but how? Well, I'll go past that. We have a calling. I'll quickly go to the reference that we've read in Peter, but it comes from Exodus 19. Exodus 19 says this, "Now if you fully obey my covenant, out of all the nations, you will be my treasured possession." We've changed that to special It's the same translation. I mean, it's a different one. But, although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. He didn't say it just to Moses or Levi or Caleb. He said it to the whole of the people. That's where it comes from. It was a calling. And then he said it, he commissioned them in Deuteronomy 10, verse 8. And I love this. You are to carry the ark of the covenant. You're to stand before the Lord and minister, and you're to pronounce blessings in his name. That's what the holy nation were to do. They were to carry the ark, literally. It spiritually points to Jesus. It's the ark with all the failures of Israel inside, sealed, the bread that they grumbled about, the Ten Commandments they broke, the rod, Aaron's rod, which budded so wonderfully, and they didn't like that appointment either. Put it in the box, seal it, the mercy seat's above that. It's all about Jesus. It's wonderful. We're to carry that. Now, for us, we receive Jesus into our hearts. He is like the ark. Now we know he's a person. He's come in the presence of Jesus, his son, and we receive him. We receive him. So we carry the presence of Jesus wherever we go. Go down to Smith's, go down to Budgeon's, wherever you are, you carry Jesus with you. You're a holy priesthood. You carry the ark with you. You stand before the presence of the Lord, it says, to minister to him. You are a minister. And I really mean this. I've seen churches come and go. I know one church had 250 paid staff. I've watched churches pay for people to do the job that lets everyone else off. People are now saying, I don't want to be part of church because all I land up on is a rotor. How many people are on a rotor of any sort? Come on, be honest. No, there's more than you than that. There's many more than that. Okay, how many people wish they weren't on a rotor? Was that better? Yes. Okay. So we rotor things, and we have the way of doing it. I think the church is being taken from one concept where it's all done for us, and it wants to release the people of God to be the priests, the holy nation, the chosen people, to minister in twos and threes wherever they go. And to stand before the Lord and to minister in praise, worship, thanksgiving. I've got to look at the clock because I'll be dragged out here in a minute. And to pronounce blessings in his name. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord let the light of his countenance upon you bring you peace. For when you bless the people, you leave my name on the people. When you bless a person, you leave God's name, God's mark upon them. So you bless people by giving them time, by listening. Very, very quickly, an acronym, BLESS. It's a beatitude, B. It's an attitude. I am a royal priesthood. I'm part of a holy nation. I've been chosen. I've been set apart to declare the praises of God. And when I bless, I leave God's mark on the people I bless. We've seen it in our crescent. We've a number of our Christians there, but we bless people, and it's extraordinary what's going on. So bless, it's an attitude. You are the church. You are the ministers. You go out carrying Jesus in your hearts, and you are there to minister the Lord and pray, praise, and intercede like Anna does, did. And to bless the people. So when you have that attitude, you can, here's the acronym, BLESS, could be, I love benediction for B as well, speaking well of people, speaking well. We don't gossip, we don't nag, we don't da-da-da-da, we speak well of people. So, and we listen, L, for listening. We listen to somebody. I can tell you, if you listen, you are blessing somebody with your time. It's sacrificial. We have E for eating. I've said that one. No meeting, no eating. So you're good at that. We we found coffees and things like that and just brought us together. And then we have S. It could be we serve. It's really costly, this ministry. It's serving. And the other S might, I think, be stories. You tell your story. Maybe it's how you became a Christian. I don't know. But you tell your stories. People love stories. So come and bless. I've got to move on and move out, I think. This is the profile of this church. Now, it's hopeless. I'm going to leave you with more questions than answers. Because there's no one size fits all. But our job is to go out and be ministers of the gospel. Ministers, not paying for somebody else to do it. Is that all right? We've got that. I didn't hear. I'm really deaf in this ear. Did you get that?
Yeah.
You did. You are the ministers. You're the royal priesthood. You're clothed in robes of righteousness to go out there and be the church. Now, we're living in the overlap, so we actually belong within this church here. So we can face both ways and serve here. But the calling is there, being the people of God, where nobody else in the church may be able to go. That's your calling, a royal priesthood. That is your identity. Would you just let it clothe? Why don't we just, let's just stand. Come on, we'll stand. We're standing, it says, to stand in the presence of God and minister to him. That's what our calling includes, to stand in the Lord and minister to him. And we can minister by saying, Lord, I'm willing to take this role that you've given me, a royal priesthood. I'm willing, Lord, because that is your calling upon me. And for some of you, he might well just even give you a picture of just robes that you've got that are setting you apart. Robes of righteousness. Robes of righteousness. And you might like to put your hand on your heart and just say, Lord, I want this to be something that I treasure in my heart because I'm your treasured possession. I'm your treasured possession. Lord, thank you. Thank you that you chose each one of us. You could say, thank you that you chose me. And I stand before you, Lord, to be a minister in your name. And where I've given that job to somebody else, I want to say, sorry, Lord. I want to stand as your minister. And I ask your Holy Spirit to come and anoint each one of us, just each one of us, receive the Holy Spirit because you are being built into a spiritual house. A spiritual house, carrying the Lord wherever you go. And if this is your desire, as it would be mine, we can say, Amen, Lord Jesus. Amen. Lord Jesus.